Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One kiss is all it takes. Possibilities. I love that. So I love all her songs.
Mum.
What, darling?
We've got one of the biggest stars we've ever had on Table Manners tonight.
So excited.
She has something like 40 million followers on Instagram.
Christ.
I swear, I thought only the Kardashians had that. She's an amazing singer. She is one of the best pop stars out there. She does brilliant dance routines. She is the winner of Best Female at the Brits. Her album's just come out. Poor girl had to push it forward because it got leaked. It's disco. She's brilliant. I love her. I love her songs. So, Mum, we've got a remote, special circumstances, Table Manners with Dua Lipa. How do you feel about that?
Don't pick up your phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two. Don't let him in. You'll have to kick him out. Don't be his friend. I got new rules. No, I prefer One Kiss.
Mum, that's your like song for Corona, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't let them in.
Yeah.
Drink some more drinks. Don't pick up the phone. That's me. How are you, Mum? I saw you this morning.
Yeah. Jesse, could you imagine me coming to your house and not bringing the food that you promised to bring?
I know.
Could you even contemplate that?
I think I am abusing the fact that your neighbours, Georgie and Damien, are amazing.
My neighbours, thanks for the kindness of strangers. That's all I can say. I'm Blanche Dubois.
Oh, God. I'm really sorry. So I was just pulling a bit of tender stem out my bloody tooth. We got the most amazing food box delivery from Smith and Brooks. Apparently we got like on this one of these WhatsApp groups that's going around in South London, and they're wholesalers and they can't stock to restaurants, so they've done these kind of boxes for people, and Sam went for the gourmet ones. So today for lunch I had like this radicchio leaf that looked like a pink flower rose. Have you ever had it? It was like called Castello something. Anyway, it was gorgeous. I had it with Sicilian oranges, and then I didn't have any goat's cheese, so I had it with brie, and it was fantastic. But yeah, I'm really sorry that I didn't bring your eggs, because I did actually buy them for you.
You didn't bring me bugger all.
I know, I'm sorry.
I'm running out of meat. You promised me lamb chops as well.
I'm going to get you... Oh, no, Mum, I'm getting you lamb chops. So it's 6 p.m. It's Wednesday. We're in lockdown. My daughter's sitting on my lap because this is the perfect time to try and host an international superstar when it's bath time and bedtime. Yeah, my daughter's nodding. She just needs to be in on the action. And we're about to have Dua Lipa dial in. And that's what's going on. And my mum gets to see her granddaughter. Although we did see each other today, blowing kisses. Are you going to blow a kiss? Oh, blow raspberries, blow kisses. Cheeky. Oh, someone's dialing in. Right, I can see Dua, but can she see us? I'm not sure. She looks well confused. Hi! Dua, thanks for dialing in.
Thanks for having me.
I love that we were like, right, can Dua Lipa do it? And we miraculously got a message back saying yes, and we were like, oh fuck, okay, great, amazing. And then we were like, right, okay, well, the situation is it's a bit changed. The podcast, usually we have you over at my mum's or mine, oh, but obviously Corona has stopped this happening. Yeah. So we were like, you have to have a meal ready and a drink, because we had Grimmy on last week and he was like, yeah, dinner's not ready yet. So we were like, no, that's not how it works, babe. Okay. So anyway, bless you, we just dialed in. It's all a bit of a kerfuffle to get in, and then I've just seen like your plate of food is there ready. Bless you.
Yeah. Thank I came you. Ready prepared. It was like put in my diary because I had like a day of promo, and it was like, make food for the Jessie Ware's podcast. I was like, okay. So I'm ready, I'm prepared, I have everything.
Thanks, what have you made?
Well, I made like it's like Impossible Burger, no, Beyond Burger meat.
Are you a vegan doer?
Together. No, I'm not. But I really like it. And so it's kind of like, instead of like ground beef with vegetables and mashed potatoes.
Are you a cook? Are you a bit of a chef?
I can cook. I don't really see myself as a bit of a chef. I just like to do it. It's just fun. I don't ever do anything with measurements or anything. It's just kind of making it up as I go along, trying it, tasting it, and just being like, all right, this is perfect.
I guess it's been a bit of a weird week because the album leaked, which is a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's been an emotional roller coaster. You know, some things just come at you thick and fast sometimes.
I think it's such sod's law, and hopefully somebody's getting sacked or whatever. Somebody's getting killed. But like, I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't understand. Also, it's just shitty. You do all this work and then that happens. However, I don't think it's going to affect you too much, hopefully. I don't think so. I feel like you're going to be all right.
Yeah, I don't really know what kind of happens, but it is what it is. And for me, I'm just like, fuck it. You know, people just get to hear it sooner if they want to hear it. If they want to wait and stream it on their streaming services, cool. Like, that's the only way I can see it. And I really just kind of made this album because everybody was like, oh, second album, like that's the really scary one. And there was so much pressure with it that I just wanted to basically make something that took me away from that, that took away that anxiety, and something that I just made just to have fun with. So I hope that, you know, now I was also toying with the idea of whether to put it out at this time at all. And I guess, you know, some things just happen for a reason. And I think people, you know, maybe need it now more than ever.
Yeah, I hear you. Everyone needs a bit of disco and pop and fun. Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
So listen, lockdown's happened. I thought you lived in New York.
Oh my God.
Am I wrong?
Well, me and my boyfriend have a flat there. But right. Because I was meant to go on tour at the end of April, we were like meant to like not carry on our lease, basically. Yeah. And we were meant to go back to New York. And then that kind of got obviously cancelled because of the travel ban. So we still have a flat there. But I haven't been in a little while. And I haven't been able to get there to move my shit out.
Oh, shit.
Dua, your nails look gorgeous.
Oh, my.
When did you last have them done? I'm very worried about all of this.
I'm really worried about this. This situation is not good.
If my nail bar goes, I'm going.
Yeah, I need to figure out how to take gels off safely being in quarantine.
Just put them in acetone.
And I know, but my nails, I need gel on them to keep them strong.
You can get a UV light on Amazon and gel nails. You can do it yourself.
Oh. But would you say that's essential shopping, Mum?
It is essential to me, darling. I'm going to have no nails, grey and fat.
Stop. When we don't get to go and get our roots touched up, I really don't know what I'm going to do with this blonde.
The stuff with the hairdresser's going to go through it as I put it on, and it will be like Death in Venice as the dark drips down my face.
Oh, God.
What's the kind of the silliest thing that you've bought whilst doing the kind of mad, maybe you haven't stockpiled, but like, you know, the mad dash going to the supermarket when you're like, I must get this, like, this is essential. And then you come back and you're like, I didn't need that at all.
My God.
Or have you been really sensible?
I'm trying to look around my kitchen and see. I mean, I have like 4 different hot sauces that maybe I was just like, okay, end of the world, must have. But I other than that, I think we've been quite good.
You've been really sensible, Dua.
I think we've been quite good.
Have you been eating leftovers?
I have actually.
Yeah? Tell me about your leftovers. Good. Come on.
Well, actually, the mashed potatoes I'm having for my dinner today were made yesterday.
Good on ya.
Yeah.
Right, Mum, what are you having for dinner?
I've made a salmon and broccoli lasagna.
All right. No big deal, Mum.
Very
That's
fancy.
That's quite a big deal. Since you left, Jessie, I've got things with cream in, cheese in, meat in.
Are you vegan, Jessie?
Am I? Fuck, babe. I just like my husband
but the
is...
The husband is. Oh.
He's a pain in the arse with the vegan protein powder. It's a fucking pain.
The end of the world's coming. Hasn't he decided that it's okay to...
Well, it's funny that, Mum, because I made him lamb stew and then we had leftovers and it tastes even better the next day. And also my friend had Corona down the road because we're in a rental because we moved out to make sure Mum was okay because my house... We were supposed to move into my house tomorrow, but... Removal men aren't working, so we have nothing there. So whatever, it doesn't matter, it's fine. So we're in this rental and my mate had Corona down the road and like he's single. And so I was like, babe, like we really should give him that crumble. It was like Mother's Day. It was a crumble. And I was like, come on, let's give him the crumble. We don't need the fucking crumble for six people. Like, it's fine. He was like, fine. And then I made this lamb stew. I said, babe, we should really give him some. And he was just like so pissed off that I was giving him our like leftovers. Anyway,
oh, the lamb. Sam's
loving the lamb stew. Sam was loving the chicken roast. Sam's asking what's next on like the carnivore menu. So like Mr. Vegan Vegetarian is like...
He's gone out the window.
Sort of falling at the... Oh, absolutely, man. But okay, so I have... I've got leftovers where I did that Ottolenghi trick of roasting vegetables and then putting lime juice and lime zest on at the end with feta, and it's lovely. And it's just really easy. So I've got that from yesterday. And then we got this amazing veg delivery box from these wholesalers that usually send to restaurants. So we signed up for a delivery and we got, Sam chose the gourmet one. So like we've been having the most ridiculous kind of, I mean, I feel like I'm eating out every day. So I've just done cavolo nero with some kale, shallots. I've put wine in everything. I'm drunk the whole time. So there's wine in there and lemon juice, Dijon, salt, pepper, olive oil. And then because I just did kids' bedtime and food, cod fish cakes. So it's a complete shit mix. It's not gourmet at all. It's a bit of a shit mix. It's like, it's a bit of everything.
Oh, wow.
So I want to know about growing up. Were you born in Albania?
No, I was born in London.
Okay, North London, Northwest London girl.
Yeah, in Camden. Well, I was born St. Mary's Hospital in Baker Street, but my parents lived in Finchley Road. So Northwest London, Swiss Cottage. Those are kind of like, that's my like area where I grew up. And then...
Which school?
I went to Fitzjohn's Primary School and then I went to Parliament Hill for secondary school.
So I want to know, growing up in Northwest London, what were you eating being an Albanian? Are both your parents Albanian?
Yeah, both my parents are Albanian. And I mean, you know, when I was living in London first to begin with my parents, because then when I was 11, I moved to Kosovo with my family. Uh-huh. And then when I was 15, I moved back to London on my own. So when I was living with my mum, obviously at a young age, my mum would always cook at home. And we would either have like just, you know, whatever, like protein and vegetables and meats and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Or like my mum would make something traditional, which would be pita, which is like a spinach and cheese pastry, which is so delicious, which is something that I always crave after I come back from tour or I haven't seen my mum in really long. And she's like, what do you want me to make? And I'm like, pita. And that's always really delicious. Or she makes sarma, which is like ground beef and rice in vine leaves.
Oh, so it's like Greek food a bit.
It's very similar. So a lot of Balkan food has a lot of similarities in it, or it's like stuffed peppers with, again, like meat and rice, and that kind of stuff is very quite like wholesome and hearty food.
But did you, like, so we've been asking everybody on this series, well, for the last few, what was your lunchbox like?
My lunchbox?
Did it have like, were you one where your mum used to do embarrassing sandwiches that were soggy and you'd be embarrassed to get them out?
I mean, sometimes my tuna mayo sandwiches would always go really soggy.
Miserable.
Tuna mayo would always go really soggy. But then I'd always also really want like a Nutella sandwich. That would always be in my packed lunch.
Nutella.
Like Nutella sandwiches.
You'd get a Nutella sandwich?
Yeah.
Did your mum let
Nutella
you?
Nutella sandwiches and... a fucking penguin too.
Oh my God, she's a mum after my own heart.
I know, it was
Jessie won't be doing any of that. Her children are deprived.
Now times have changed so much. But I remember when it was like healthy food day or something, and I'd always forget to get the memo, and the teachers would like come to give the best prize for who has the healthiest lunchbox.
Oh my God.
So every time I'd fucking open up my lunchbox, it would just be like hula hoops, a penguin and a Nutella sandwich. I'd lose
the
every
best.
Time.
I bet you Amazing. Ate all your lunch though, didn't you?
Oh, I loved it. It was great. It was something to look forward to.
Which Disney princess or hero did you have on your lunchbox? Or were you a My Little Pony kind of girl?
I can't really remember what I had on my lunchbox. I mean, sometimes I would just put it in a backpack, but I can't really remember. I had lunchboxes. I had maybe two, but I really can't. I actually can't remember.
I had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but you're younger than me. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, fuck you, Dua. You're so young. You're so young and so successful. God,
it's only about
it. Stop.
It's only about 2 years since she opened her lunchbox.
And I still can't bloody remember what was on it. But I feel like I had like, I did have this like jean. It was almost like a JD sports bag, you know, the ones with a drawstring on them. But it was just like a jean bag like that, which I had like pinned Cool D on it. And that's where I put my food a lot of the time.
No wonder your sandwiches were a bit soggy because they were all sinking to the bottom. There was no, you know, structure in there.
And the penguin kept digging into it every time.
So do you call it pide? Not pide.
Pita.
Pita. Is it kind of what you'd call spanakopita in Greece?
I think they're probably really similar, yeah.
Okay. And why did you move to Kosovo when you were... Was it 10?
I was 11, yeah. I moved back to 11. Kosovo because, you know, when the war happened in Kosovo and my parents moved to the UK, they had every intention of going back, you know.
Right.
So they, you know, they stayed and they worked in London and they did everything that they had to do. Things just obviously lasted a lot longer than they'd hoped. Because my grandmother's Bosnian on my mum's side. And so they kind of went through the war in Bosnia, my parents together, and then the one in Kosovo, and then moved to London. So it was just, you know, my dad got a job after he'd kind of finished his uni in London, got a job that he wanted to do, which was back in Pristina, which was kind of doing marketing and advertising in Kosovo for like a telecommunications agency called IPCO, which is like a Slovenian telecom thing. Anyway, my dad did that, went and did like the marketing for them. And then worked for them for like a few years and then opened up his own like advertising agency in Kosovo. So we were just like, we lived in Kosovo. I went to school there. I kind of just, because Albanian was like my first language and I always spoke at home. I learned English in school. I always felt really confident at the idea of, you know, going back to Kosovo. And I felt like I could like really pick up where, you know, with the Albanian that I knew. But I kind of went in as the new girl, as somebody who could speak Albanian with an English accent. Somehow I just kind of picked up just like little bits and, you know, had to kind of go in and learn science and maths and, you know.
In Albanian.
So, yeah. So from what I was kind of speaking at home, which I thought I knew really well, it was clearly, you know, I had a lot of learning to do and a lot of like grammar to learn and learning to properly read and write in the language too. Is I had a lot to kind of pick up in the first couple of years that I was there.
But then you came back here at 15 on your own.
Yes.
That's so brave. Was that to pursue music?
Yeah, that was because I wanted to do music. When I was in Kosovo, I loved to do, like I was always doing music when I was living in London before I went to Kosovo. But it was when I went to Kosovo that I realized I didn't really have the opportunities that I would have, you know, in London. And I guess I was lucky that my parents had moved to London, and then I also had a British passport and I was born in London, so I was like a British citizen and had the opportunity to come back to London and like do music and do my GCSEs at the same time. And
but what did food entail then as a 15-year-old who's come back, who's living on their or living with a family or whatever?
I was living with a family friend, so it was like one of my parents' friends' daughters were studying from Kosovo, moved to London to go to London School of Economics and do a degree. And because my parents knew her parents, I went in and started living with her.
So she was basically like like a young woman. She was a teenager?
No, I guess she was like in her 20s.
Oh my God. So then you two are just living together.
Yeah.
And I want to know what you were eating.
She had like her own life. Her boyfriend was still living in Kosovo. So she had like this whole dramatic situation going on. She didn't care about anything that I was doing. So I just had friends over the whole time. And I mean, food wise, it was like pastas. It was sometimes I'd like bake a salmon, pot noodles, that kind of shit.
Yeah. But like, did you feel like you must have grown up very quickly then, eh? Like living in the, I know that London was where you were born and you knew it, but you know, having that kind of independence at such a young age. Were you going to a performing arts school or something?
No, I was just going to a normal...
Oh, you went to Parliament Hill, yeah.
Parliament Hill, yeah. Just, yeah, I did that.
Like, you're really brave.
Did my GCSEs. But my friends, like, they became my family. So my best friends, like Sarah and Ella, who were like the first two girls to talk to me when I first went to Parley. They were like the first two girls to come and say hi and be like, hey, like, we know you're new. Come and have like food with us. And I'd spend my lunches with them. And I kind of never really let go of them. My mum would come and visit as often as she could from Kosovo. But any other time, like Ella and Sarah's like family really kind of took me in. Like I would go and spend Christmas with Ella and like we would just kind of stay at home. And whenever I would like feel lonely, they'd come and stay the night. So my bond with, you know, my friends, we've just been really close and they're my family really.
Where do your parents live now?
My parents live in London. So when I they moved back, I guess 5 years ago now. I guess when I kind of started touring and traveling and being away so much, I think my parents wanted to be really close to where I am. And my little brother and sister Rena and Jin came back to London and then carried on their school and stuff. So they just kind of moved so we could all be close together. I guess everyone thought that I was just going to go to uni after school. But I wanted to take like a gap year, which then I kind of found my manager, Ben, and I just kept going to the studio and things just kind of happened one thing after the other. I never really expected it to go kind of as quickly as it did, but I never ended up going back to university, and so my parents then moved to London.
If you hadn't done so brilliantly well at music, what would you have done?
I'd probably still be trying, if I'm really honest.
Okay, so music is just the be all and end all.
Yeah, it really is everything to me, and it's like the thing that makes me the happiest, and so that's the only thing I really wanted to do.
Can I ask you, we ask everybody what their last supper would be. So it involves a starter, a main, a pudding, and a drink of choice.
Does it all have to like go together? No, not
no,
really.
No, God, okay, no. Good. No, no, no.
Fuck, starter. Last meal. Okay, starter would probably be like burrata with like tomatoes and balsamic vinegar and lots of bread. If this is the last meal, I'm going to go in.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I'm kind of torn between whether I would do like a really good fish and chips as my main from like the seashell on Lisson Grove.
Oh, I love that.
Which is so banging. That's like my favorite fish and chip shop ever.
What do you order there? Just fish and chips? Like cod and chips?
Cod and chips, mushy peas, pickle, lots of tartar sauce. Douse it in vinegar and salt.
Yeah.
That's the vibe. Or...
gorgeous.
I'd get a good Caribbean, jerk chicken, rice and peas, festival, coleslaw.
Where would you get it from? Is there a particular place that you like?
There's a really good place just on delivery called One Stop, which is banging. It's just like a really proper...
Are they still open?
Do you know what? I haven't checked.
Babe, I know. Come on.
I thought, I was like, now's the time for me just to like make everything myself.
I know. Did you buy lentils?
I did buy lentils and beans.
Ones that you're never going to soak. Yeah. Or did you get canned?
Well, actually they're canned, so they're soaked already.
That's all right.
Smart.
I'm so bored of lentils already. I'm so fucking bored of them. Honestly. I was like, what do I make? I mean, you know, whatever. It's fine. We're okay. We're fine. Yeah. So jerk, and then pud. What's pud?
Sticky toffee pudding.
Everyone says that.
It's so good. What's your favorite? What would you say? I actually need to hear what your final, last meals would be.
Jess's is, well, I think we're almost similar. Because we're Jewish, we love chicken soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jewish chicken soup.
Okay. With matzo balls.
I love roast dinners. Any roast dinner I love. And then we both love trifle. We're almost the same. We both love trifle, don't we?
Love trifle. And tiramisu. I don't know if I found my perfect tiramisu yet. There was one in Streatham that was really good. But tiramisu is fantastic. Okay. I like anything with cream.
I really like trifle and actually a really good roast dinner.
Yeah, roast dinners are great.
Do you know where they do a really amazing roast dinner?
Where?
There's this pub called The Law of the Land in Fitzrovia. It's
I've never heard of this.
It's like Guy Ritchie's pub that he's just opened.
Oh!
And the lamb roast there is so...
Jesse, we're going.
Banging. Is the only way to describe it. It's so good. They do a 72-hour cooked lamb with mint sauce and all the goods. It's delicious. That's a really, really good one. You have to go.
When you get to be in New York, I love New York food. I feel like it's got such a good restaurant scene because everyone just eats out, don't they? So where are some of your favorite spots in New York?
There's this really good little Japanese comfort food spot in New York called Besu. Yeah. It's on Bleecker Street. I think it's kind of new. I'm not sure, but they do amazing. Just the food is so good. And then again, another Japanese spot. I mean, this is a small four seat, omakase outside, called Sushi on Jones, which me and my boyfriend always go to. That's our little hole in the wall date spot with the best sushi ever, which is really good. And that's kind of opposite the Bowery on Jones Street and a little corner. What else is really... Oh, Lilia in Brooklyn. Have you been?
I don't know this place, no.
Oh, the fucking pasta. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, no, you haven't listened to this podcast. We swear, babe, don't worry.
Okay, good. The pasta is so good. They do these amazing... Also, they do these amazing cacio pepe balls. And they're these deep fried balls which you open up and they have parmesan and cracked pepper. It's just the cacio pepe flavoring in the balls.
Like an arancini cacio pepe.
Yeah, but it's hollow and just melts in your... Anyway, it's so...
It's like a cacio pepe Kiev.
It's so good. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so, so good.
It sounds fab.
And then, I mean, the pastas are to die for. They have amazing agnolotti and really good. That's a really good spot. I'm trying to think, what else do I really love in New York? The blue cheese burger at Spotted Pig with the shoestring fries is... very good.
Oh yeah, that sounds heaven.
Blue cheese burger.
Oh yeah, and they do these really thin French fries, really thin. They're shoestring, and you just, they're delicious to die for.
Heaven. So why did you choose New York over LA? Because I'm interested. I really like that you chose New York because I feel like every bugger goes to LA, don't they?
Yeah, I just love. I love New York. I love the energy of it. I love the people. I love the food. It feels like London, just a little bit more hectic. I've always felt really at home every time, especially when I first started writing, there were still a couple producers left in New York.
Yeah.
Before everybody left for LA. And I just had such a great time there. And I really think the food brought me back. Because now when I think about it, I went for these amazing soup dumplings in this place called Shanghai Cafe in New York on Mott Street. And I think they just kept having me coming back. And that was just something that I had to come back for. There's just so many good spots.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I wanted to know, do you have anything particularly like interesting on your rider, or are you quite straightforward on the old rider?
Quite straightforward. Food-wise. Snacks. I like to have, I like a Pez.
Oh, that is not that straightforward actually.
I like to have a Pez from every different like city I'm in. So when I'm touring, I get like all these bloody weird Pezes.
And how are your teeth?
All right, so far I do brush well. But yeah, other than that, it's quite straightforward. I like I know I've spoken about hot sauce before, but I like a local hot sauce, a Pez, and then different like crisps and that kind of stuff.
I think that's good, but I've always been, I'm so neurotic, but I'm like hot, acid, heat on the vocal cords, but you're just like, nah, fuck it, I'm going to have some hot sauce and Pez.
Oh yeah, sometimes I'm careful about it, but sometimes I'm okay. I don't do dairy when I'm singing.
Okay.
I also stop drinking and I don't smoke either, so when I'm touring.
Okay, fair enough. Well, so, yeah, you're pretty, you can have a bit of hot sauce, fine.
Yeah.
I heard that John Legend, apparently, I don't know if this is totally wrong, somebody told me that John Legend eats chicken wings before he sings because he likes how they coat his throat. But I really need him to do the podcast to clarify this.
Yeah, so you can
this.
Ask him. That's crazy.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine singing after eating chicken wings.
I know, like if you've played in Austin and you go, yeah, I'll have that barbecue before, you know, before the show. And then you're just like,
there's no way I would be able to move. Yeah,
exactly. So do you think you've got good table manners?
Yeah, I do. I think so.
What do you think's the worst table manner in somebody else?
Chewing with your mouth open.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's a very common one.
Oh, my alarm's gone off.
Why is
that
your alarm
gone? That was my Ocado alarm. No, it was my Ocado alarm that was 4 hours and they're saying your wait time is 10 minutes, Jessie.
Oh my God.
I've been waiting for my Ocado delivery to get even online 5 hours.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it? We tried to order online actually.
So they're saying 10 minutes. I'm going to have to do it, Jess.
What? So sorry. We're in the middle of something. What are you going to do? You're going to click whilst we're...
I'm going to put my order on. I've waited 5 hours to be able to order.
Sorry, do it. Just the biggest pop star in the world. But Mum will be doing her Ocado order.
No, I won't.
Honestly,
I'll make them wait.
I know how precious the Ocado delivery is. We tried to get online. It was like, you're in a virtual queue. Your wait time is up to 2 hours. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I've been doing it for four... That was 4 hours. And they're still saying, we've got half an hour to go.
Get your order in now, Dua. What do you need for the, you know, on the list?
Yeah, I'll let you have some. Dua, if we're at a kind of party to celebrate the end of coronavirus and you have to sing a karaoke song, which one would it be? And it can't be one of yours, because I think I might sing one of yours. One Kiss. I love it.
Thank you. Oh my God, what would be my karaoke song?
Do you like karaoke?
No, I hate it.
So does Jessie.
Me too. Is it because we sing for a living?
Yes.
We sing for our supper, and then that's why we're just like... So that's why if I was to go karaoke, I'd have to pick like a rap song, so I'd be really rubbish at it.
I hear you.
Does your album come out tonight?
No, my album comes out on Friday, but my new single comes out tonight.
And what's your new single called?
It's called Break My Heart. So it's just, I'm really excited about this song. Comes out tonight, like a celebration of vulnerability and like falling in love.
I'll go straight to number one. Don't worry, darling. Get the champagne ready.
Thank you.
You'll be fine. And have you got a whole load of outfits? Have you got a kind of theme for your tour?
Well, I did, but my whole tour's now been postponed.
Oh,
so it's been a little bit rubbish, but I guess there's bigger problems in the world. And so we just have to all be like healthy and safe. And so I've just postponed it. Like 2021 is when now my UK and Europe tour's happening. So that will be our year, because I thought 2020 would be.
Babe, thanks so much for doing this. I know you've got like a mad week.
Thank you so much. That's been so fun.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. You don't need it. You're amazing. And honestly, I'm so happy for you. You make the best pop music out there, and I love it. It makes everyone so happy.
That means so much to me.
2021's your year, baby. Our year for live touring.
2021 is the one. Thank you so much, guys. Loved
Babe, eat well. Look after yourself. Eat those lentils.
Stay healthy. Get that Ocado delivery.
Well, Mum, I'm eating, starving.
Me too. Dua Lipa has the most beautiful speaking voice.
Oh, it's like chocolate.
It's like chocolate. It's almost exactly like you imagine her singing. You know, if you heard her singing voice, that's how you'd imagine her speaking voice.
She could be the new Galaxy voice.
I know.
Or Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, shit. Well, chocolate sandwiches, darling. It's
in the blood. Can be the new voice of Nutella.
She was actually a very nice girl, wasn't she?
Very nice. I really wanted you to sing to her, Mum.
I did want to sing, but I didn't want to let myself down, darling.
But, Mum, we just had an international superstar on who joined us for dinner.
She's such a lovely girl. No pretension, just really lovely but really loves her music. I mean, really committed. I'll tell you one thing, Jess. She's going to be in trouble with those nails. She'll not get those buggers off.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, and we're going to try and lock down some more international superstars, because everyone's at home, so you can't hide from us. We're coming for you. Table Manners, Special Circumstances is coming for you. David Beckham, watch out. Will Smith, I got you. No, we've got some amazing people locked up
lined
for quarantine.
Up.
Lined up and locked up. And we'll be coming back to you to try and lighten up your week. And we really do hope you stay safe, wash your hands, stay indoors.
If you don't go out, you can't get it. That's my motto. And can I just tell you, my salmon and broccoli lasagna is delicious. It does have about 3 pounds of cheese in. It's so delicious. I'm so glad you're not living here, because I wouldn't have been able to make this honourably.
I'd quite like that, actually. I think everything's gone out the window. I mean, you know, no one has to see me for a good few months. Listen, we're going now. I need to eat my food and I want to watch Tiger King. So everyone stay well. Table Manners, Special Circumstances is signing out.
Bye. Oh, I'm going to have to go.
Oh, sorry.
It's not a cardo. I waited 4.5 hours and they say no slots. I could have told them that before.
Thank you for listening. The music you've heard on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.